This podcast is brought to you by Mack Weldon. MackWeldon.com, the spiciest, hottest clothes available on the net. Check them out. Cameron Sean. There we go.
We're deviating from the script.
There we go. Keep it wide. A little bit wider. We don't want to miss this. All right. Get ready to whip down while he falls. Okay. Keep this shot single take. Alejandro Cuarón style.
Okay.
And action, Sean, on your line.
Theme song. Oh!
Way better.
Cut.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey.
Welcome everybody to the Mega 64 podcast. Now that was a good intro. Difference when you have
you
a director.
You know what? It might be what we were missing.
You're missing the director. You were doing it Blair Witch style, shit movie. Uh-huh. I just gave you Black Panther. Who directed that?
I don't know.
Alejandro
Jodorowsky.
You don't even know.
My favorite part is when I can't even make a joke because I didn't see Black Panther. When he kills the bad guy and the dove flies out of his heart.
T'Challa?
Whatever.
Ooh, T'Challa?
It doesn't matter. It's all humor.
Did you not see Black Panther?
I didn't. I saw
because
Holy Mountain.
Because you're a racist.
Why no White Panther? The number one video on Reddit this past week was...
Sean, you got defeated in the...
I got defeated.
Defeated? What?
Well, because I had...
You were always the Reddit leader.
I was the Reddit leader.
What the fuck does that mean?
I was the leader of Reddit,
I didn't know. I did not know there was a hierarchy here. I'm not participating.
I mean... camera on me.
Sean, how many viral
leader
videos...
Leader of Reddit.
How many top viral videos on our videos?
I'm in the dozens.
And Rocco usurped your lead this week.
Now, here's... You ready for this? This is what's not fair. This is the unfair thing about the world. And we're going to talk a little bit about YouTube today, a little bit about Google. You know, there's always YouTube drama. I know all you guys love to see YouTubers talk about YouTube drama, and that's what we are. We're YouTubers. What's that? Derek, you weren't here. We had a whole steampunk plan, and it's going to unfold. So please, just let me
have my day. Yeah, we had a plan.
I love steam-powered giraffe is one of my favorite things. And I
hold on. How do you know about steam-powered giraffe?
I have the fucking albums.
Did somebody tell him about Steam Powered Giraffe?
He's got 180 grand.
I like him.
Do you know where Steam Powered Giraffe is from?
Yeah, here. Right? Aren't they?
Yeah. Are you asking?
No, I actually don't know. I just know they filmed a video in San Diego.
They're from San Diego.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
See? They perform at Balboa Park, much like we do.
I see them all the time. I love them. Steam Powered Giraffe. I like old things and new things.
We're kind of like street performers.
No, but here's what's unfair. This is what I was getting to.
I know.
This is what's not fair is we had another video blow up on Reddit. We had an actual Mega 64 video, a good video.
You look like the guy from Fallout Boy, actually.
Do I? Yeah, Fallout Steam. What's a steampunk version of Fallout?
You look more like Patrick Fuck It.
Fallout Captain. Fallout
Dr. Mick Unlovable.
Yeah.
Fall off the airship.
Well, either way,
Captain Patrick Fuck It.
Yeah. We had our new Mega 64 video blew up this week too. We had if pizza was video games was a new video that we did, and that went really far on Reddit too. But here's what people don't know. Is that for a view to count on YouTube, for it to qualify as a view on the counter, they've changed things to where it has to be a certain percentage of the video.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, no. You can't just click it.
Like 100%?
Like if somebody clicks the thing and then gets out, that is not a view.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Serving clickbait.
But what's not fair is then you have I did the little... The White Panther sketch on my YouTube channel is 40 seconds.
Yeah.
So it has a ton of views, and then but our new video, the pizza one, has about 100,000. That's cool. But it would have a lot more if it was only 40 seconds instead of 4 minutes. But if somebody if somebody watches like only like a minute of the video, I don't even know if that counts as a view. They have to watch a lot of it.
Well, so I wouldn't count that as a view. They didn't see the video.
That see, so it's not fair. The pizza video did so good, but people are like, oh, you know, White Panther, that got a lot more views, but that is 20 seconds versus 4.5 minutes. So I think the moral of the story is our new video should only be 30 seconds.
I don't know.
And we work a lot less.
I don't know if I follow your logic. It shouldn't count as a view if somebody watched 25% of the video and then backed out.
I'm talking how many eyes came in there.
Over 50%, we gotcha.
But here's the thing.
No,
here's the thing.
If you go to a movie and you walk out after 45
minutes.
You
still came.
You still bought the ticket.
You still bought the ticket.
If you don't see the... if I don't want to spoil a movie. I was going to spoil a movie. But if you don't see the ending of the movie and you don't see the second half of the second act and
then
beyond,
you didn't go? Is that what you're saying?
Then you didn't see the movie.
Well, then what did you do? I say, to me, if over 50%...
You watched part of the movie, but you didn't see the movie.
At 51%, you could say, I got the gist of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I got
majority. But I think it does count as
you're
a view
watching
if you watch
Titanic.
Half the video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I don't know about this Jack guy. He's not even rich. And you're like, I get it. I know what this movie's about. And you leave.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you knew that's how that movie was.
Then somebody's
go.
Like, yo, boat hit the iceberg. You're like, what? What?
See, what the fuck?
What happened?
I'm good.
Say what?
Yeah, the boat sank.
What?
I saw the movie, but I didn't. I don't know if I don't know about that. Did that happen? You didn't see the movie.
You know what? When when Kill Bill came out, I walked out of that about halfway, and they said I had seen the movie.
It
no,
wasn't even halfway.
It was like 45 minutes.
I don't even think you made it that
and they
far.
It was.
It was, and they looked because they looked and they were like they argued that I had seen enough of it.
Oh.
So that's almost counter.
You walked
to
out when the girl, like they have the fight in the kitchen. I remember.
Yeah, it was.
No, oh
was
no, that no, no, no. I made it to almost the animation. I didn't. I saw past that, and I was over.
I think you got fucked over by the previews on that argument, Rocco, because there's no way you saw more than half of that movie.
No, not half, but it was like 45 minutes.
I got a caveat to this YouTube dilemma.
What's caveat mean?
It's
a fishy. Like
I'm asking.
That's caviar. That's
it.
Beluga, it's a delicacy. Caveat would be an amendum to the rules here, where your half of a view or your not a full view doesn't count.
Okay.
I think if you watch the full video, it should count as a view. If you don't watch the full video, it shouldn't count as a view, like Derek's saying. But the caveat is, if you left a comment... Even if you left the comment before you were done watching the video, that counts
as a view.
That's a view.
That's fair, because you clearly you think you've seen enough to
you've
comment.
You've enough to comment.
Okay. So if somebody clicks on the video and my face comes up and they go, and they leave a comment, guy looks like a bitch, and then leaves within the first 10 seconds, they've seen
you
the video.
He saw enough to make an opinion that you were a bitch.
He saw Derek's a bitch.
The comment.
I'll even go as far as if you give it a thumbs up, thumbs down.
I agree. You don't no longer need to watch our videos. Just leave a comment. Guy looks like a bitch, and we'll count it.
In this logic, though, if you're watching a movie, and let's say this movie was illegally put on YouTube, which I hope never happens, but let's say it did. If you leave, like, at the credits of the movie, does that count as a view? That's not the whole thing. I didn't see the credits.
What if
but
you didn't
I saw
see,
the whole movie?
What if you didn't see the Samuel Jackson thing at the very end where, you know, he comes out and joins the Avengers?
Then you haven't seen Iron Man.
True.
Spoiler.
On the line stat.
Spoiler alert.
True that.
Well, either way, I feel like, you know, we took over, no matter how you slice it, we took over Reddit, which is the whole point of being on the internet, is you want to take over Reddit. That's the only thing anyone goes on the internet for, is Reddit nowadays. I know everyone loves it, and nobody doesn't. So,
Sean's the boss of Reddit.
Anyway, and this guy's the boss
of
Reddit.
Well, not anymore.
So,
leader of Reddit.
Reddit
King. Panther.
Either way, no matter how you slice it, lots of success here at Mega 64 this week, because we had the new video and all kinds of stuff. We debuted all that new stuff last week for PAX and all that. It's been a very good week. So I want to say thank you to everybody out there making it a posy week for everybody. But I wanted to talk about who else is on the internet. Is there anyone else on there?
I think
yes.
That... Oh.
Not worth mentioning.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you guys think about? I've been seeing lately some. I've gotten a lot of emails about this, so I want to see what the people think. I've been seeing some interesting developments with other channels.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of them doing this thing now where they got a 24-hour TV station. They got, you know, all of a sudden I got an email last week. Check out Rooster Teeth TV.
What the fuck?
Interesting. Okay. You have my attention.
Giant Bomb's got one now.
Giant Bomb's got one now. You know, all these things that weren't around. Let's very interesting. Okay. You know, I've been seeing a lot of merchandise designs look a little bit in, you know, in the realm. Mm. Okay. All right. But here's the thing. I looked into Rooster Teeth TV. They're doing their station now. I don't think it's 24/7. I think they did it as a test for a day or two or something like that. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But I was ready to come on here and talk some crap on that. I was like,
talk some junk.
These guys, you know, they're okay. Rooster Teeth, very sneaky. Okay. But they actually had like a full they had like an hour by hour schedule of this hour is these.
It reminded me when I used to watch Nickelodeon as a kid.
Yeah,
give you the next three shows coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Like, it's pretty pro.
Tell you.
It was hour by hour. What kind of things would air, and what times certain people would be in the chat, and other times certain. Ah. So they actually. So I came. I was gonna, you know, throw a little pot shot at them, but. I actually think they did a good job.
They're doing like a 2.0. Like
they took the baton and kind of...
Exactly. Now I know I can tune in exactly when Barbara is on and then nobody else.
Exactly.
Right.
Barb gets all the love, huh?
Yeah.
No Camp Camp.
What is Camp Camp? Is that a thing?
Oh, that's Jordan Sweet's award-winning animation.
It won an award?
Oh,
wow. That's
like
crazy.
So many? Dude.
I didn't know you could get an award making a product that nobody's ever seen before.
Oh, yeah. Me neither. But anyway, so anyway, I'll say they did a good job because they actually took it and made it their own thing. I like that. Okay. But these other guys, Funhouse, if you're watching this.
What did they do?
Pay your respects. They got Funhouse TV. It's 24 hours a day, Funhouse. So you guys, listen, thank you for the free shirts.
Thank you.
But yeah, thank you.
You know what? If I don't.
Hey, look at the shirts though. Yeah. They stole those ideas too. It's all like the Pornhub logo.
Yeah.
And Metallica.
This stolen shit. That stolen shit. Those guys are the biggest thieves on the internet.
I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound like a threat, but I got to, you know, stand my ground. Funhouse, if you don't give us full credit for the TV idea, I'm not even saying take it down. I'm saying give us full credit for that idea, or I will not wear the shirts you sent in Eddie.
Are you doing a boycott?
You'll never see me. I know you wanted all the free press. You won't get it.
I'll go beyond a boycott. Wow. I will report you to Pornhub, and I will alert them of the logo trademark infringement. And they've got pornography money.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
Which, I contribute to that.
Yeah, you cannot get over on that.
And I'll go further to say this. I know some people over at Pornhub. They're going to release your search history. Free search history. They, you know, actually at Game Days.
Lawrence is looking up
at Game Days.
When
they did their panel, they asked to use my MacBook. And I was like, yeah, no problem. And they, halfway through the panel, went into my search history.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, they did that on stage because they thought it'd be funny. Now, you know,
I'm
smart. They weren't on my account. It was set to guest mode. They weren't going to find anything, but the intent was there. It's just like on To Catch a Predator. If you have a pack of M&Ms in the card, that's intent because that's what they asked for in the chat log. That's basically what happened here. So,
I thought you were going to say your search history was like To Catch a Predator, but you went a different route.
Oh,
so
no,
that's
what no.
makes me happy. That's good.
No.
No, Rocco's got a clean history.
I was kidding. I was kidding when I said, I want to wrestle you so freaking hard.
I've heard stories that Gus from Rooster Teeth has done that before, or given his laptop to people to use on the presentation.
Oh, no.
But he purposely...
Like little kid stuff on
he
there?
He has a folder.
I wouldn't say
one
that.
One was, it said horse sex. And then he just left it on there. I didn't say anything. And so during the panel, like,
it's just on the desktop.
And then they click it, and it's just hundreds of pictures of horses having sex.
that he just got for this exact reason.
That's like, great.
What the fuck that's is Gus into?
Oh, that's hell Gus, yeah. Dude. Yeah. That's why he's
very smart. I feel like I put something on my desktop once for PAX because I thought, oh, they'll laugh at that. But they don't. The people who run the AV rooms are so professional there, you never see a desktop. Yeah. So it's like, well, that didn't.
They cut to it when it's ready.
I downloaded horse porn for nothing.
Yeah.
You know.
Damn. Well, you still whack off to it.
Not nothing.
well, we're going to find out.
So, Rago mentioned it, but we did have a new video come out this week called If Pizza Was Video Games, and it was very successful. So thank you, Derek, for everybody who checked that out. And we put good use of those pizza boxes, as you just saw, Sean. Nice. I think maybe we could do it better with a third take, so maybe we'll get to that later on.
A third take.
Yeah, we'll end this
video. Can we recast... Sean,
do you want to do it?
Do you want to do it?
I'm not saying
that. I would love to see Doc Ryan, actually. If
anybody, that's more along the lines of what I was thinking.
I might do it.
All right. So we'll get Doc Ryan to take the dive by the end of the show, and we'll see who did it better. Now, this show just got exciting.
Exciting.
The energy just went up a little bit because I'm anticipating
he's
Doc Ryan.
He's excited, too. Close up on him.
Let's get Doc Ryan. That's the face of excitement, ladies and gentlemen. That's the face of anticipation. That is the face of arousal. It's like... just laid eyes on a beautiful naked body, but what's that? The naked body is a pile of pizza boxes.
True. It's like your wet dream.
And you're gonna dive into it. But okay, that got weird.
If he gets hurt and fucks his shit up, I mean, he can just write himself some prescriptions.
Well, yeah,
that's a good point.
He's gonna crack his own back. I'll write a prescription for him. Brilliant. Water. Drink some water, and you'll be fine. But if Pizza Was Video Games came out. Yeah. Did really well. I was actually surprised. I think we were a little bit nervous before we put it out.
Yeah.
Like, but I guess anything we do with pizza is gold.
Pizza
is the golden touch.
Well, when pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime. Is the way they always say it.
That's how Rocco pitched the video.
That is. No, actually, how the video came to be, how it started... was legitimately we've been working on other, I mean, obviously there's been bigger projects, but we're even working on other videos that have still not come out yet. And in the middle of that, we were just like cleaning some stuff up in the lobby over here. And we had just heard about, I think I told you guys about it maybe, but the Yakuza 6 demo got released on PlayStation and people found a way, it was... like a 30 gig demo. It was like, why is this demo so big? Oh, well, we actually gave you the whole game, but you can only play the first part of it. That way, if you want to decide to decide to buy the game later, you already have the game. You just have to pay, and boom, you already have it. It's easier, you know, for everybody. Oh, okay. Well, someone figured out how to.
I mean, this second break through. That's definitely getting
hacked. Yeah, and so someone broke through and got the entire game, and that was
crazy.
Like, so we were laughing so hard about it, and we were like. We were just saying, it's like, this kind of shit always happens in video games, and it's so goofy. And immediately we just went, without even talking about it, we just went into riffing on other industries doing that. And immediately went to pizza. That was just a basic thing. It was like, hey, Pizza Hut's here. Hey, here's a free slice. This is a demo slice. It's with the whole pizza. So just eat that slice and let us know if you want the rest of the pizza and then buy it. Fuck that. You handed me a pizza. I'm eating the whole thing. You know, stuff like that.
We were
like,
just going back and forth for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then it was like,
we kept making each other laugh.
Should this be a video? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And that was it. It was just like, okay, we're working on this other video right now, but I think we can like just kind of detour for a second and go over
it. Yeah, but it was real popular. I mean, it got a really good response, which, I mean, we that was the creative process. You just heard it. So I don't think the expectations were super high. Like,
no.
Yo, this is going to fucking knock him dead, bro. Yeah. We were honestly like, I mean.
We'll do this in the meantime.
It's a video about, it's kind of funny.
I like the video a lot.
It's really good.
I also think.
Outsider perspective.
Yeah. It's a very funny video. The jokes are good. And the best part about it is it's an evergreen video because 3 months down the line, somebody's going to do something stupid, and that video's going to get to the top again.
No way.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think the industry is going to change forever now.
They're going to learn their lesson.
Now that our videos come out, they can't repeat those mistakes.
No.
They have to avoid people posting that video. That'd be like the kiss of death.
You did put an end to Chin Down, Eyes Up on the cover of games. I don't see much of that anymore.
That is true.
We killed that.
You changed the course of gaming history.
We have power, and we wield it. Maniacally.
You know what was amazing to me is we were able to film that entire video in our office.
Like, in our studio, we filmed the entire thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
And there's a lot of different sets in that. It was sick. It was way easier filming it here than it would have been different
locations.
At our old studio, so that was pretty sweet.
This place is so sick.
Thank you. Yeah, you hadn't been to our new studio before.
No.
Were you
the weekend tour.
Yeah, I've been here all weekend. I've been just looking around. It's fucking amazing. Not only how big it is, but how many, like, different parts there are. So I can see, you can film these types of videos here. You've got a room for this. You've got this. So it's like I expect a lot of really cool videos in the future because you guys have so many more options.
Well, I mean, it's still us.
Well,
so,
I'm gonna need you guys to bring it up a notch because I think now
we can do that. Yeah,
step it into high gear.
There were some breakout performances from Kevin and Eric in this video. they both really stole the show, and I think they did a good job. It's not often Kevin gets a monologue at the end of the. I'm gonna speak for you, Kevin, but. You don't get a monologue that much in a video, but
it's like Silent
Bob. Killed it. It was genuine passion behind his Kickstarter in that speech.
You know what? So that was good. I find funny, and this isn't to say that Kevin and Eric didn't do great. They did, and this also is not to toot my own horn.
Uh-oh.
That's not the point of what I'm about to say.
Toot.
But I find it interesting that I was in the majority of that video, and all of the comments were like. Eric had the best part. Kevin, my favorite part. And hey, I get it, but I find it interesting. I feel like, seriously, I don't care that nobody said Derek did great in this video. That's not the point of what I'm saying. But I always find it interesting how people will always find the smallest part of a video.
Yeah, they love the underdog story.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They really love the underdog story. Seriously. And I realized that reading these comments because there were so many comments about like, yo, Eric fucking killed it in this video.
Yeah.
Eric's performance was fucking tight, bro. Dude, did you see that Eric performance? Yeah, and I was just like, yo, I performed a lot too in this video. But Eric did say pepperoni really funny. Didn't offend me, but then I just started thinking, it's like, but that's kind of like human nature. You never want to say what the main thing is and be like, yo, I really like that. It actually reminded me of how in Star Wars, so many people were like, yo, my favorite character is Boba Fett. Yeah. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
I really like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, yeah.
Legitimately, Luke Skywalker is my favorite character. And I feel like, main character. That's like the whole story is about that guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy I'm rooting for.
People haven't seen Eric in a video in a long time.
And in the podcast, you're just showing that dumb doll. I'm showing his face. People hadn't seen him.
Yeah, and I always find it funny when people are like, yo, my favorite character in Star Wars is Garindan Long Snout or whatever the fuck. It's like, really? Yeah. That 2-second part was your favorite, huh?
You want me to? I can throw this back at you as hard as possible. No one could get hit harder than what I'm about to say right now with this undeniable truth.
Okay.
How do you think it feels, Derek? It's been 10 years, and everyone always tells me their favorite part of Todd and Aaron is you.
Well, okay. I'll come back to it. I have been trying to get that part cut out for like the past 5 years.
That's true.
Because I don't even think that part makes any sense anymore.
But, and also, to be fair, and I'll take this too, a lot of people don't even know who it is. It's been so hard.
Those videos started on IGN, and I played an IGN representative. Does anybody even remember that? I feel like you cut to my face, and it's like, oh, who was that guy?
I think you got to end with it.
It's been going on too long. If you took it out, it wouldn't be the same.
No, that's still evolve or die. You can't just keep doing something because that's the way it's always been done. But if the world worked like that, we'd still be fucking... But in medieval times,
those come out at the end of the year, though, and it would, you know, I understand. I totally get it. Evolve or die. I agree. But when Christmas comes and you don't open presents, what the fuck? You know what I mean? You can't change that.
Well, I also say, like, to me, whether you know who he is or not, that's not the point. It's just that's the audience reaction of, like, what the fuck was that? And then it ends. It's like, it shows you, like, the audience looking at the screen like, what? And then it's over. Whether you know who that is or not, it's funny.
I'm of the mindset.
Well, I know who it is, and I don't think it's funny.
I'm of the mindset that the less relevant, the funnier it is. But, I see both sides.
Can I toot your own horn for a little bit there?
Yeah, toot my horn, bro.
Do I need to lean back?
Yeah.
Toot my horn.
Give me some leg room. my second favorite part of that video is Eric.
Okay.
Only because Eric's fucking collar button to the very top makes me laugh. Like, he looks like a East County dude, bro.
Yeah.
But my favorite part of the video is the name of the pizza company that, Derek, you keep saying, VG Pizmasters. Yeah. I don't know what it is about Pizmasters.
Yeah, that wasn't even in there.
That makes me laugh the hardest.
We actually wrote a script for this video, which we never do.
Yeah.
But for this one, we did, just to make it easy to film, because it was in so many different places.
Yeah, we already had all the examples we wanted to do, so we just want to make sure we hit them all.
But in the original script, it was just, hey, thanks for calling my pizza company. And on the set, we were like, I think Rocco was like, should we make this, what was it, Papa John's or...
Yeah.
I don't remember. We were talking about making it a real company.
Because
Papa
John's lost their CEO.
Yeah.
So it was just like, yeah, he takes over and now it's all
video
games.
Or we stole Papa John's phone number or some shit. Yeah. And I was like, nah, original company, VG Pizmasters.
It's the funniest name. So
It sounds like Pissmasters.
Or
which
like
is
a
why
penis
I think
or something. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Piz.
Nice. Piz.
Yeah. Get your piz out.
Can I ask a question about the video?
Yeah. I'll allow it. Go ahead.
The beginning where you're explaining, like, you know, I'm so done with video games, I want to do something that matters. Is that like a joke on Reggie? Because he kind of said the same thing when he went from pizza to video games.
Oh, no.
That's right.
I thought it was great.
He was a CEO.
No, I think that whole monologue was just setting up taking video games and putting it to another industry. So the whole, like, I want to take everything I've learned is just to let you know, like, okay, I'm going to take all my skills in being a video game CEO and apply it to something new.
Yeah, it wasn't really anything.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, oh, this is like reverse burn on Reggie. And that is typical, like, yo, you're reading into this too much.
Wait, I read too much. Reverse burn is just a compliment.
Yeah. I guess.
Ooh, nice reverse. Well, I have a reverse.
It was a compliment on Reggie.
Yeah, you have reverse burns, though, Derek. To be fair, though, I did see a good amount of comments that liked your physicality in the video. And I thought your spinning for the phone that ripped it off the wall was really funny.
I like that you left that in.
That's my favorite.
Oh, that always, you know, that's just got to make it interesting. Hey, I'm an actor, so even if my role is just to answer the phone, I'm going to bring some flair to it.
Put the show in showbiz.
Exactly. This isn't real life. Hello, what do you want to talk about? No, dude, welcome to the show.
I love pizza places.
Hello?
I love pizza places that ask me what I want to talk about. What do you want to talk about? How's that sausage?
You guys delivered pizza tonight?
This sausage got me just beat down.
Somebody called me Derek the Actor. I do not like that name. I am Derek the Midget.
Get it right.
There was another video that wasn't a main channel thing. I think it was just on our Twitter. Maybe I'll put it on my personal channel. Of Kevin saying pizza's here and just coming in like 10,000 pizza boxes and dropping them. I laugh every single time. I was there when it happened. I knew it was going to happen.
It's a good video.
And I cannot stop laughing at that. It's so fucking funny to me.
That was funny.
You got a lot of mileage out of those
pizza boxes. Yeah. A lot of mileage.
I wish you guys would have put that out after our pizza video.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, I wasn't there for that. So I'm seeing all these comments. Oh, that's what Rocco's video was.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck are people talking about?
It just happened so funny.
Oh, you guys used our special props in your own 20-second video. Unprofessional.
Spontaneous.
So, you know.
This is viral marketing.
Still trying to train these guys on how to be professional. You know, it's 15-year long haul. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll Jared. Get there. No, the camera was not on me.
Bad
Why
timing.
Do you have to call me out?
Bad timing.
Why the fuck did you call me out?
Could have been anybody's belch.
Well, it was Garrett.
It was definitely Garrett.
What can we improve on to become more professional? Podcast question of the week.
Nothing.
How can we improve... What?
I thought my gut instinct was nothing, but then I realized something. There's got to be something.
Well, we all know that Rocco is literally perfect. So
hard to improve.
But the four of us can improve.
Other than Rocco, let us know. How can we improve?
Yeah, let me know.
And if you say use Discord, I swear to fucking God, I'm gonna end myself.
How can I improve?
I don't even know what Discord is. I'm the old guy.
Discord is like unrest in the community, possibility of rioting,
It's that, but it doesn't matter.
That's discourse.
Email us. Hey, so email us. Let us know what you would you like to see for Mega 64. I mean, we're not going to do any of it, but I'd like to know what your thoughts
are. Just what you think from your point of view is.
We'll find out what we're missing out on.
Yeah. Hey, I want to... I think we should probably mention Mack Weldon. MackWeldon.com is the greatest clothing on the internet. Well, it's... Nah, I hesitated. That was a bad plug. 3, 2, 1. MackWeldon.com provides some of the... That's too corporate. 3, 2, 1. MackWeldon.com is the best vendor of clothing, outer and inner. That's right. Mack Weldon provides the best shorts, the best pants, the best shirts. Can you think of any other clothing? You can't, because Mack Weldon has it all, and it's comfortable. It's stuff you can relax in, stuff you can work out in, and stuff you could feel good in no matter what you do. And that's right, they have socks. That's right, socks are in demand and in style. No more bare feet. That's right, the folks at Mack Weldon have made socks, and they've made them well. If you want to get some Mack Weldon items for yourself, I'm wearing the boxers right now, and I've been very comfortable. And relaxing in the shorts all weekend long and nothing else. If you want to be like me, go to MackWeldon.com and order yourself and put in the offer code MEGA64. Now, we don't know what that will do, but it could be a 20% discount, or it could just let them know that we are the best. Who knows? Either way, Mack Weldon loves it and appreciates it. So order today. You'll be glad you did.
I like how Rocco cut me off to... do that. I was doing.
We had a plan.
I was doing the plug, and then he's like, "Are you? Well, are you doing the plug? All right, hold on. I'll do the
part
plug."
Of the plan before you got here. And,
oh, it was? Yeah. Again, I don't know the plan.
Yeah.
They had planned to do a shitty plug. I don't know if I can say shitty. Can I say shitty?
Probably not.
No.
I don't know.
That's
no.
Mack Weldon's.
I don't want to offend Rocco.
They're gonna get all pissed off.
He's my friend. And you don't offend your friends by saying negativity in their direction, but I did it. Sorry, Rocco.
That wasn't a scripted read either. That was off the top of my
head.
That was pretty good.
That was off the top of my head.
I thought, what was that?
Whoa. You both did a good job. Why can't you each have done a fantastic...
Mash them together?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Will you edit this, edit that plug into like a
show? It would be an honor to do
cut
that,
between.
Guys. I would just...
Some David Lynch
by now,
stuff.
I got my senses tingling. I'm so excited about doing it.
Can we both plug it at the same time? And, Sean can decide what's better.
Yeah, I'll go.
Let's try that.
Go ahead.
All right. Three, two, one. MackWeldon.com, the finest place to find clothing on the internet. And if you're having a problem finding
shorts and
Mack Weldon, go to MackWeldon.com.
Go to MackWeldon.com and
.com
yourself and use the offer code MEGA64.
Beautiful clothing.
To maybe get a surprise.
Boxers, socks,
and you're going to love it, whatever it is.
Casual wear,
comfort,
business wear.
Use
the promo code MEGA64. You might get 20% off, maybe 100% off.
I finished mine.
We can't say which is Rocco finished, but I guess I'm done too.
Improv it. There you go.
Good job, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, and a big thing that happened this week was shop.mega64.com.
Oh, shit.
The best clothing site alongside Mack Weldon. We're hand in hand. That's why they reached out to us. Is we have pre-orders up now. A lot of people can't go to PAX East to get these items.
Mm.
So we put up a pre-order for the Dream Hoodie and the Nightmare Shirt.
I got one.
Our friend Mariel Cartwright did awesome new items for us. And a lot of people have, you know, again, trouble getting this stuff from PAX. So we're doing a pre-order for those not attending. Pick that up. A lot of people have, so thank you very much. It's been crazy. We're going to fulfill your orders and all that stuff.
Oh.
But yeah, the pre-orders are up now, and they'll go until Friday, the next Friday. What is that? March 30th?
Yeah,
because that date is wrong. Let's not show that graph.
Well, I'll
take that down,
post.
Brian. Yeah. Never show it again.
It has a typo. But yeah, it'll until the end of Friday, March 30th, you have to pre-order. So
fabulous.
Do it.
New items come into the store and for pre-order. And if they are going to be in the East Coast, where can they find you?
Yeah, PAX East. We're going to be there the whole weekend, April 5th through the 8th. Booth, I can't remember the booth number.
22017.
Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Look at that.
22017.
Dude.
Yeah. So all of our stuff.
Just remember
will be there.
2017 plus an extra two in the front.
Yeah.
That's easy peasy. So
last year was so nice, I said it twice, kind of thing.
We'll be there all weekend, and our panel is Saturday night. At the Albatross Theater. So come and visit us. That day sold out. So if you got tickets, you're going. If you don't, you don't. But some of the tickets are still on sale Thursday and Sunday.
Wow, you done?
I mean, everyone behind the camera's even cracking up.
All right, we're messing. We're old buds. We go back. We like to yank each other's chains. Anybody play a video game this week?
Yeah, I've been playing the Zelda DLC. I finally, now that
it's new now, DLC?
Yeah, well it came out at the end of the year, but I never went back to it, or I never tried it, but now that I'm done with Bayonetta 2, I was like, okay, I'm going to go back to that, and I've been playing that.
This makes me happy because I'm the only person I know who's beaten this thing, and I want to talk about it with somebody.
Now that I'm in the thick of it, I understand why. It's like way more involved than I ever...
It's long.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, I'm going back to like all these past places and having to find stuff. You know, there's aspects of it that I really like, but there's aspects of it that are like, I don't want to not know where this is. Like, let me... You know, there's parts where it's just like, yeah, go find this thing. We're not going to tell you where or what. And I'm kind of like, well, that's not really fun. But then when you find those things, there will be all these challenges. That part I like, but
yeah.
I don't really like not knowing where to go.
For me, I see what you're saying, because there's a part that is basically they give you a little image on a map with a yellow dot. But it's like, it's you look at it, you can't even take a picture of it. It's just like you just have to look at it.
Yeah.
And there's no markers. It's like, okay, there's three bushes and a little river. It goes like this. And you have to look at the entire map and be like, where do I see three bushes and a river?
Fuck.
And that sounds fucking tough, right?
Yeah.
But me and M.M. Beckett would do that for, like, where we can find this thing, guys. And, like, we're, like, looking, and we had fun doing it that way.
I didn't enjoy
that at all.
It's like they gamified
it.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know.
What did you think of Bayonetta 2? You finished that?
Yeah, it was good. It was great.
Did you like it?
It was a new Bayonetta. It was awesome.
Do you like Bayonetta 1 better? 2 better?
No, I don't. It's been so long since I played 1. I mean, I think the same probably.
You like them equally?
They were both great action games, yeah.
Can you do all those costume changes for the Switch version in Bayonetta 1 and 2?
Yes.
Oh, so it was both
in 1 also?
Yeah, and you can unlock them in-game through various means. Through, like, you know, the stuff you collect.
Yeah.
But amiibos get them right away.
Oh,
so I was just like, boop, boop,
oh,
boop,
hell
boop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had them all.
That's great. Cool. I didn't know it was for both games.
And they fundamentally, I think I already talked about it, they fundamentally change stuff. So, like, the rings that you collect in the game are suddenly now rupees and the, or Mario coins.
Oh, if you're using
and your guns, once you're in the Samus costume or laser guns.
The sound effects all change, too.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It changes everything aesthetically. It's cool. Really cool.
You know what I picked up this week? I got Burnout Paradise remastered on PlayStation 4.
Wow.
Burnout Paradise is one of my favorite games ever. I think it's like my favorite racing game.
Wow.
And I used to play the shit out of this game on Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And it came out like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So when they announced they were redoing it, I was kind of split like, I don't know. Like, what do I make of this trend of remaking games that were out 10 years ago, you know? It's kind of like, did games peak in the mid-2000s and now, like, we can't improve upon them, so let's just re-release all the old ones? But on the other hand, I don't have my Xbox 360 set up anymore.
Yeah.
I can't play it anymore, so
exactly.
It's like, you know what? Let's get it. I'll jump back into it. It was cheap, too. It was
How much
like,
is it?
It was like $20.
Oh, man. That's cool.
I got the Best Buy. I'm part of the Gamers Club at Best Buy, so it was like $15 for me.
Dope. Do you want insurance on there?
I don't. Thank you. It's interesting. So it's everything I remember from Burnout Paradise. If you played it, it's literally nothing new. What's cool is there was so much DLC for that game. You get it all right from the very beginning.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
You get like the car from Back to the Future,
Ooh.
The Ghostbusters car.
You're ready for Ready Player One now.
That's right. The DLC, which was the Big Island expansion. It's all like thrown in for the price of entry. So that's cool. I didn't have a lot of that DLC when I originally played it, so I'm enjoying exploring that stuff now.
That's pretty cool.
But the best part The only thing they changed about the game is there's billboards in the game all over the city, and you could crash through and collect those. Yeah. They still have that, but now the billboards say remastered on them. They changed that logo. That's the only difference I've realized.
That's kind of funny.
All of the shitty mid-2000s screamo music soundtrack, it's all in there. And so I'm playing this game, and I'm like, what's up with this music? It's all like, you know, like mid-2000s screamo music. And yeah, I was like, wow, this is like a time capsule.
Yeah.
Isn't Avril Lavigne on that soundtrack?
Yeah. Boyfriend or whatever is the song. It's all like that era of music, which is like funny to me. That is so irrelevant here in 2018. That's the one soundtrack. Thing I was like, you could have updated that soundtrack, but I'm kind of happy you didn't because I feel like I've gone back in time. Now that I'm playing this game.
If they ever re-released Tony Hawk on PS4, that'd be sick, by the way. But if they changed a single song, I'd be pissed. Because that soundtrack is iconic.
That's the first time I heard Ace of Spades was Tony Hawk.
Yeah, so you have to keep that.
I think that game franchise really cemented in, like, hey, here's a bunch of these songs on the soundtrack that is, you looked forward to the next Tony Hawk game. Oh, yeah. What songs are they going to put in this one?
Yeah.
But I think they remade, like, a PS3 Tony Hawk Pro Skater, or was Tony Hawk HD? Right?
They made the first one Tony Hawk HD.
Yeah, and it was all the original music, right, Kev?
I don't know.
Or did they not get?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It had some of it, but not all.
Ooh,
of it.
Ooh, see, that's where you fail.
Get the songs, bro. No,
yeah, that's like half the reason you play. Like the only reason I played Dave Mirra Freestyle BMX is because like they had all the fucking songs on there that I would listen to, and so I would rebuy it just to hear those songs again.
Should buy the CDs.
Music is key.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, iTunes account, bro.
Napster. So I'm enjoying Burnout Paradise. I think we should do it on Friend Dimension one of these days because I think it's a really fun game. I like it.
We all have experience with it.
Burnout Paradise is where I checked out of that series. Like, I liked the one before that. Burnout Revenge. Yeah. I must have played 1,000 hours of that game.
Now you can try to make the biggest accident possible.
Yeah.
That's in every Burnout game.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
It's in Burnout Paradise.
But Paradise to me clouded that too much. I didn't want to do any of the open world. I was like, just let me crash the car.
You can literally crash the car at any time because it's open world.
It's an open world.
So all you have to do, I think you click down on R3 and L3, the two joysticks, and you go into crash mode, and you can do it anytime you want. And every single road has a record for you to break in crash mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I really don't remember much about trying Paradise. It was so long ago. I just remember getting to a point and they were explaining why I needed to get gas or something, and I was like, I don't need.
Well, you have a booster, and you can earn booster by doing various things. But if you see a gas station, just drive through there, and it'll automatically fill it up. I think the game is a little bit intimidating when you first start into it because it's like, it's open world. Where do I go? But once you get into it, they have packed it so full of content, you're never, without something to do. Every intersection in the city is a different either race or stunt challenge, or my favorite mode is road rage, where you have to, like, it's a race, but you're not racing. You're just trying to make as many people crash as you can by ramming them off the road.
Carmageddon style.
Yeah, and then you can break time trial records on every road or break the crash record. It's one of my favorite racing games ever. So, it takes a little bit to kind of wrap your head out around all that. But once you get it, it's very like, okay, now I know what I'm doing. There's no menus. There's no like, go do this, go over here. You do have to drive to your destinations. But I like it. Not for everybody, I guess.
Wasn't there a Burnout game where right before you got wrecked, your Xbox 360 camera took a picture of your face.
Really?
And would show the guy who wrecked you your reaction of like, like that. And then he wrecked you and he would get that popped up on his thing.
I think that was Paradise.
Was that Paradise?
If you were playing online.
If you were playing online.
I never raced online, but that sounds cool.
Yeah, because you would get these fucked up reaction shots of people you wrecked online.
How funny. Yeah, it was Paradise.
That's cool.
Sick. Well, that's what I've been playing this week.
There was a lot of people saying in the chat, typical Rocco hates open world games. That's why I spent all weekend playing Zelda.
Yeah. I watched you play Zelda last night.
You've said in the past you don't like open world.
Yeah.
It's a new development for you.
In the past, because I didn't think there were compelling enough.
You know what's funny?
Worlds, but I found some.
I've known you for a long time. I'm going to get real now. I'm going to talk about our friendship. It's good. I've known you for a long time, and every game style you've told me I don't like that, you eventually came around and liked it.
Mm-hmm.
When I first met you, I'd be like, yo, you ever played Metal Gear Solid? I don't do those games.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like those are some of your favorite games you've ever played.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And even on this podcast, you've said many times, like, I don't do open world. But now in 2018, you have a whole list of open world games that you, yeah. And you just said, yeah, I spent all weekend playing an open
world
game.
Well, my experience with open world was Grand Theft Auto, which I still don't really like. And you know, it was all just like cities and...
It took them to
that's
find
the only thing you've
about.
Never come around Yakuza. On is Grand Theft
no,
Auto.
No, yeah. Which, no, but like since then, now we have Breath of the Wild and we have whatever. I think with Metal Gear 2, for me, it's just I don't want to play stuff that is just like gritty, real world. You know, like
you're also
I
not
want
into
fantasy.
Like,
you know,
war, secret operation, military, high tech spy, dude.
Yeah,
that's not
no, that's not my style. And scene. Where I came around with Metal Gear is that when all this stuff was coming out for 4, it's like man, a lot of this is like goofy and stylized. Like it's not in my head. It was serious spy stuff, but then. Metal Gear's really not like that. It walks this line of, like, serious and anime almost, you know?
That's fair.
And so, yeah, once I discovered that, then I loved it. And, like, Breath of the Wild is, like, a fucking Studio Ghibli cartoon. Like,
yeah.
But just this big world. I still am not into just, like, you're in the New York. Yeah, I'm still not really
into
that.
You know
what?
Here's what's going to happen. I think we're going to play Burnout Paradise on Friend Dimension, and you're going to come around. I think you're going
to
discover.
Yeah,
how much
show me.
You like
honestly,
it.
That would be a good episode because I want you to show me.
I will.
Because I just remember starting it and I was like, because Revenge was almost set. It sounds goofy, but Revenge was set up like a puzzle game almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, here's a menu of things you have to do, and you do them. It was like a puzzle game. And so to have something that wasn't just structured that way, I was like, I don't know what.
You
know.
I think you got to play with me. I'll get you in.
Okay.
That is
a good friend to mention. Let's do that.
Have you played any of the Far Cry games?
Yeah, no,
they weren't for
super,
you
because no.
It was like those are really good open world games that are definitely not in a city. You
have Far Cry 5 is coming out.
I
in
cannot
like a
wait
week.
For that fucking game. To
that's
come out.
Gonna be the first Far Cry game I play. I played okay. Blood Dragon, which was you know
kind
yeah.
of the offshoot to 3, which the is offshoot, the yeah. best one so far.
But,
3 is the best. 3 is so good.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll I'm gonna play 5.
Yeah, play 5.
I think 5 looks really cool, and
I like the idea of it being in Montana. You're going against this weird
cult. That is
kind of
cool.
Yeah, everything I've seen looks really interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. Like, what is the premise of Far Cry?
They're all different.
I mean, the premise of every Far Cry game is the same thing.
Well, let me stop you. Okay. Was there a, like, caveman Far Cry?
Far Cry Primal.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that came out.
Yeah, I saw somebody playing that recently. And I was like, what is this fucking caveman game?
It's the only Far Cry without guns, which is kind of cool. But okay. They're all the same thing. It's you're one person... On usually before it was an island or in the jungle,
yeah.
And you have to. There's something about you know getting out.
Uh-huh.
Far Cry 3 is I think the best one. You might like it. It's a rich
you
kid.
Hunt a lot.
Literally, it's some rich kids go on a trip and they're gonna go skydiving and like they jump out and the wind shifts and they fall on this island where these fucking thugs have taken over because they're looking for this treasure and so you have to like come in. As this preppy douchebag.
Sounds like the beach almost.
It yes. is, dude. You burn their pot fields down.
Dude, yeah. that's part of that
they
game.
They stole a DiCaprio movie.
Yeah, to tell them about
okay.
that level.
This is a little bit of a spoiler we're going to play, but there's this part where it's like, all right, we got to start taking out this guy's infrastructure. So they grow a bunch of weed. Here's a flamethrower. Go burn it all down. And the minute that goes, a Skrillex song that's also with... what's Bob Marley's kid's name? What's his name?
Damian
Marley. Skrillex and Damian Marley do a song that kicks in as soon as the flamethrower kicks on and all of a sudden you hear this Skrillex shit and it's perfect. Well, you're just burning down all of this fucking weed and the screen like starts to get kind of wavy like you're getting high.
Isn't the beach the one where there's like he gets high and there's a video game like sees a
yeah, Donkey
Kong.
Yeah,
I forgot
Donkey
about
yeah.
that.
So it all ties together.
It's Far Cry 3 definitely has the beach inspiration. I think that's the best open world first person
shooter.
But I think my favorite open world game is Saints Row
the Third.
Yeah.
I love Saints Row the Third. I wish they would remaster that.
Please. That would be really cool.
Because that franchise is dead.
They remastered 4, and that's cool, but I'd rather have 3 with all the DLC and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. So, yeah, Far Cry 5 is coming out soon. I'm definitely going to pick that
up. I'm buying
that. I got to beat Paradise before that happens.
Yep.
I also got Yakuza
6.
No, is it Kiwami?
Kiwami, yeah.
Yeah, I picked that up too. Nice. I haven't opened it yet. I've only been doing Burnout Paradise, but
have you played Zero?
No,
I've never played
a Yakuza game.
Yakuza Kiwami is a remake of 1.
Okay,
and it's fun and nice. I would put that to the side. And
well, I already bought it.
Well, you'll play it afterwards, trust me. Go get Yakuza 0 and play that first.
Really?
Yes.
Play that first?
Yes.
Because it's a prequel story?
It's a prequel that takes place in the 80s. If you don't know the characters, it'll be better. And it's just... Yeah,
what do you think?
I mean, technically you can, but I mean, I came into the series in 4.
Yeah.
And it was in the middle of everything, and it did a good job. I was up to speed.
I mean, I'm not saying it because of that. I'm saying because I think Yakuza 0 is a better game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some people have said that. I don't know if I don't know if I feel that they're different enough to say one way or another.
I like the 80s a little bit more than 2002, yeah. So.
Sure, it's, okay. Yeah, yeah, that's the difference.
It's
yeah.
A setting preference.
And that game is a perfect blend of really cool, serious crime story and goofy bullshit.
Yeah, well, we did a friend dimension and, like, we played it for, like, a half hour.
Yeah.
It seemed interesting. I think we played Kiwami, right? Correct?
No, that was 0.
That was 0?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, I should've dude, if you haven't opened it,
you can get 0. And 6 honestly, is out in a couple weeks.
You can get 0 new for like under $30.
Okay. That's what this one was. This one was, I think, like $30.
I'm very excited for 6 because a part of that game is that a bunch of wrestlers from New Japan Pro Wrestling did the voices and get scanned in, and they're all gang leaders.
So oh, okay.
Well, that's cool. Fight wrestlers, which is pretty
sick. Well, I'm excited for 6 because it's got like a destruction engine to where you can manipulate and destroy more things around you instead of them being immovable objects. So I just keep seeing clips of people running into convenience stores and knocking every shelf over and destroying everything like, and then running out. That's kind of fun.
When does 6 come out?
April 17th.
It's sometime next month.
Something, yeah. Next month.
I'll be playing Far Cry by then.
There you go.
Dude, just get that demo. My boy, Cul-de-sac, he's got them hacking skills.
Yeah.
But then you can't get any trophies.
You know what is funny, though, going back to the open world situation?
Yeah.
And I said, like, I don't want to, like, just explore the city, whatever. But Yakuza games, I love exploring because it's Japan. I think it's just I don't want to explore here.
I don't know, because
I love it.
I think open world as a genre, it took you finding an interest, like Japan or...
Yeah, just something different, I
all
guess.
The nightlight stuff is cool. Like, you can go to the arcade, you can go to the bar, there's the disco, telephone club.
I just, like, I guess I have an experimental tinkering mentality to games. Like, when a game is too linear or structured, I don't like it as much.
Okay.
I like just, exploring stuff. Oh, is that a ramp over there? Oh, it is! Just kind of like figuring stuff out for myself. So that's why I love open world. Even Metal Gear 5, when I first started playing, I was like, this isn't fucking open world. I'm just walking from base to base. But then kind of how you approach each base was very open-ended. So then I got into
that. I've only played one open world game, which is Zelda.
Okay.
Ever. And I never experienced that before. I played so many fucking hours of that game, it's not even funny. And then my brother was like, yeah, just go to the Colosseum.
The what?
Yeah, the Colosseum.
There's a Colosseum?
Yeah, there is a Colosseum, and they're like in every level. Spoiler. There's different, like, is there like a electric sword or a fire sword? But it's like I didn't even know this was a thing. It's a fucking huge Colosseum.
Yeah. Where is it?
It's kind of by Hyrule Castle a little bit. Anyways, it's a Colosseum. Yeah, didn't know that. Played hundreds of hours of that game. So get it now that what you're saying, because before I was like I don't know, but now I totally get it. Yeah, it's just go explore forever.
You find stuff
that most other people would miss. It just makes it so unique. There's and individual.
So much shit in that game.
Every I think everybody's experience is unique to how they play it, and that's what I like so much about open world games. No two people have quite the same experience, which is cool to me.
Yakuza is a little more linear, but you can explore. It's not totally linear, but it's not like GTA 5 either. It's very
I'm not expecting Yakuza to be open world.
It's
open world in a sense.
I'm just expecting it's kind of like a brawler from what we saw. You know, you fight people, the you get a story.
You have choice.
Can you level up your character? Can you customize your character?
Yeah, yes. Okay. You can buy new moves and buy more stats.
And the story is linear, but you can fuck around.
Yeah, I'm just expecting a gangster story with that.
Yeah. It's a cool gangster story, and it's like, it's linear in that, I want to progress the story, I can go over here. Or, fuck that, I'm going to go play darts, and then I'm going to go watch a fucking booby movie over here.
Somebody pointed out, what was fun when we played at Yakuza 0 is when you go to the arcade, it's the 80s. So all those arcade games were in there, and you could play them, Space Harrier and stuff like that.
Outrun.
Someone brought this up, and I totally forgot about this. In Yakuza 6 that comes out next month, it's modern day. It's the one that is, like, caught all the way up to now.
Yeah.
And you can go into arcades there, and it's Virtua Fighter 5, which is like a new game. And it is entirely in the game.
The entirety of Virtua
Fighter 5. Like, it was like, no, that's straight up. Hilarious. You get Virtua Fighter 5 free with Yakuza because you can walk into the arcade and start it up.
All right, I'm sold.
Oh, that's
so
sick.
There you go.
Apparently, it's also got Puyo Puyo.
Oh, Puyo Puyo. That's my favorite. So we're in.
I saw some people in the chat going, while we were talking about all these open world games, like, did any of these boys play Skyrim? That seems to be like the benchmark level.
But that was one... the shit out of that game.
Yeah, I played Skyrim. Never played it.
That's where I'm with you on, like, I don't like medieval stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be in that open world.
It felt very... Yeah, it was a very dry medieval thing, and it didn't appeal to
me. That's on Switch now, right?
It is. Probably. Yeah.
Maybe I'll get that for the plane on going to Boston.
Skyrim was great. I played it. I played it so much that my character is so... far advanced now, and I kind of put it down for a couple of years. I have trouble going back to it because it's like, all right, where the fuck was I? I have 35 open quests here. I think I was doing this one. I could start a new character, but I don't know. My character's really advanced here. So, like, I played it so much and then fell off, I almost can't go back.
I've never played a second of Skyrim.
Yeah.
Because I don't like medieval, and but that game looks great, I'll just play Fallout instead.
They're totally different. They're totally different experiences, I feel like. They kind of have a similar engine that runs them, but I feel like...
No shooting in Skyrim.
Yeah, I mean, Fallout, you're collecting weapons, your post-nuclear thing. Skyrim, you can be, A lot of people, I feel like, are you a brawler with your sword? Do you want to go into archery? Or do you want to, like, study magic, become a badass wizard? Which is what I did. I was kind of like a sword sage, I think I've said in the past. I really wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons, but I never had like a D&D crew, so Skyrim kind of satisfies for me. Okay. You know, it's like a Dungeons & Dragons adventure that one person could go on by themselves.
That'd be a fun thing for a friend to mention, is you guys should play D&D.
Nah, because you can't...
He's got experience.
You can't just sit down, all right, 30 minutes, let's do D&D.
Hours later.
One person would create half a character, like... Creating a character takes fucking days. And
come
D&D.
In with creative characters and just go through like one of those fucking pre-made adventures. You just can't. Like
the thing about D&D, if nobody ever out there has played, you need a D&D master to take you under their wing. Somebody's like, "Yo, I played the shit out of D&D. I'm gonna get you started."
Yo, I played the shit out of D&D. I'll get you started.
You've done it.
I've played. Yeah.
Okay, so you could be you're not here enough, but that guy needs to be the dungeon master.
You got to set the game up.
Yeah, he needs to help you create your characters. You kind of say like, yo, I want to be like this, and he's got the fucking books. You're like, all right, here's your race, here's your weapon, let's roll, see how powerful it is. If you don't know any of that stuff, it's going to be days of, it's like fucking homework. You gotta learn a whole new subject.
Tell you what, I'll go home.
Okay.
Over the next couple months, I'll put something together. Maybe next time I come down, maybe I bring you back something.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
Until then,
I bet you're the fucking worst, most asshole dungeon master. I can already see you.
I've never been a dungeon master. I played the hell out of it with some friends. I was never the dungeon master, but I could give it a try.
The one time I played D&D and my friend was a dungeon master, great guy, but he was so like all powerful, too powerful.
Mikey? He'd be
like, no, it wasn't. You don't know him.
But
I would try to be creative, and it would, like, piss him off. And he would, like, which I feel is the whole point of Dungeons & Dragons. You can try to outsmart the situation.
Yeah. That's the way I always played it. It's not just, I'm going to use this skill and throw the dice. It's, no. Okay, wait. He's below a fucking anvil? Fine. I want to trace the fucking mat or, rope, shoot that down, and drop it on him.
Exactly. Like, and I'd always say that. He'd be like, you can't. You can't shoot the rope. Really? I can't?
Fuck, no, you can't.
No, it's an enchanted rope, so you gotta walk under the anvil. I really don't want to walk under the anvil. Can I cut the fucking thing down? No. You gotta walk under it. Alright, okay, I walk under it. Yeah, you get smashed by the anvil. What the fuck? I tried to shoot the rope.
You in real life would have never walked under that anvil.
Yeah, it was very exact. It was very restricting.
Yeah.
I felt like I was constantly outsmarting my dungeon master, and then he'd just be like, nah.
Oh, no.
You can't outsmart me.
Sounds like you were in a bad
crew. Yeah, it just sounds like that guy's a dick.
Because the guy I mentioned, well, and a bunch of his other friends, they actively play. I got a bunch of friends that play as well.
I got like a heated phone call from that dungeon master after a couple months of playing. It was like, you know what? I think I'm going to have to end the Dungeons & Dragons crew because you guys aren't taking this seriously enough. And I spent hours of my week setting this up, and you guys are like joking around, showing up late, wanting to end the game early. And, you know, I don't need to be wasting my time with this. I'm 36 years old. I got better things to do with my life than waste my time. And I was like, okay. It's cool, man. We can stop playing Dungeons & Dragons anytime. It's
all right.
It's cool.
It was a little much for him.
Yeah.
Let me try something out here. All right, there's all these adventures that you can just buy that are like pre-made. Let me try putting something together. I've never done that before, but you know, we'll see.
Maybe modify one of those into a Mega 64.
Yeah, it could be fun.
Quest.
Be on the lookout.
Until then, Fusro, Derek, you're gonna have to play Skyrim.
Cool. Yep. I should go back to Skyrim. One of my all-time favorite games.
I should play that game. I should finally play that fucking
honestly,
game.
Honestly, Sean.
Get it on Switch?
I would. I feel like it's been too long for that game, kind of. I mean, it's been like 7 years, and I feel like I don't think it's going to be the most appealing thing to jump into that.
Sure.
I feel like at this point, we've got to be close to them releasing a new one. Like, or at least announcing it.
I mean, but they've re-released it like four fucking times.
Yeah, they keep re-releasing it. I would jump in because, you know, it is so heavily inspired by Game of Thrones, obviously.
That's a good point.
It was made when Game of Thrones was at the height of, like, cultural zeitgeist.
2011.
Yeah, you're a fan of Game of Thrones, I think you'll get a kick out of all, like, just the environment and...
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, I really am looking forward to Red Dead.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to South Park, but I'm going on this fucking flight and I'm gonna have a Switch with me. So is Red Dead even going to the Switch? Do we even know?
No.
See? Fuck that. Everything needs to be on the Switch now. I don't care. Ryan, I don't care.
You don't care?
Gonna run. If you it doesn't run as good on the Switch, don't care.
They could get it to run on there.
Yeah, put it on there.
All right. Let them put it on there.
Anyways, maybe I'll give it a shot. It doesn't have to try.
I was going
to
play Skyrim in VR because I just... Anytime you can go to a fully fleshed out world that isn't yours, I'll take that opportunity on VR. It's like, okay, cool. I want to do that. You know, I don't really like playing puzzle games in VR. I want to like go somewhere. So that, it's like, well, I never really cared for this game, but it's going to a different world. I'll give it a try. But then I had all kinds of people tell me when they played it that these fucking things were jumping at their face. And, like, they turn around and these dogs...
Ooh, scary.
These dogs are jumping at them. I don't like jumpy shit in VR. I don't want to do that.
Skyrim is filled with skeletons popping out of nowhere. Everywhere you go.
People kept telling me it was, like, startling them. I was like, oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
These undead skeletons just waking up left and right.
The share zone out there.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of jumpy shit, we are at time, are we gonna get a jump at the end?
Yeah, I think it's about
right, it's time for Doc Ryan to take the
I don't know if you're safe.
Let's take a look. Let's get you up there.
He'll be fine.
I don't want to be on the organization of what could potentially kill a doctor. I'll just sit here and keep watching. I mean, same.
Yeah, Sean broke him in for you.
I don't want to get sued or anything.
Yeah, you're good. Let's turn the lights on and get the camera on Doc Ryan upstairs.
Is that ready? He's gonna...
it's not looking good, fellas.
What do you mean?
No, he's...
Set it up.
Ryan said set it up.
No, Ryan,
can we get a shot? It looks like it's still volume.
Yeah, that's good. You'll land
Ryan
on that and be
said,
fine.
Fuck it, set it up. So Sean doesn't need to say anything. He just needs to set up the box.
That's Ryan releasing any liability that we may have. By saying fuck it, set it up, he is releasing any potential.
It's his digital signature.
Yeah.
You know, relieving
like
us from any.
It's like a prescription.
Yep. True. He wrote himself a prescription for Daredevils.
I am
Sean's trying to talk me out of it.
I know, and I already said Sean doesn't need to fucking say a word. Just pile boxes up and shut your trap.
Mouth shut and hands
wanna,
moving.
I don't want to be mean or aggressive, but at this point, that's my only option.
So there it is.
He's trying to ruin a classic bit.
While they're setting that up, is there anything last things you guys want to?
We should plug going up very soon on Mega 64 Archives. You got last week's. Actually, it's already up.
Yeah.
Poorly played stream.
Yeah.
Where Brian and I played a lovely game called Under the Skin.
I was really hoping it'd be another week of Metal Gear Survive. Any reason that?
Yeah. Why'd you fuck us over like this?
People fucking hate that game, except for Brian and I. So to give them a little ease, I played something different. Went back to the PS2
era. You played a Scarlett Johansson movie.
My favorite actress. My favorite era. But I will be going back in future Poorly Played streams. Me and Brian already got big plans. Because we're past the story level in the game.
Big plans, ladies and gentlemen.
So
it will return.
It's coming.
I'll be filming a new episode of Heart Slayers this Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. with my co-host, Meg. And the latest episode will also come out this week as our best one ever. So
yeah,
stay tuned for that. And please call in 10 a.m. Pacific time to our Skype. All right.
I forgot I'm deathly afraid of heights.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Good thing it's not that
high. Well, now's not the time to remember, so just put that out of your brain.
What did you think you were doing?
You don't need to cut to us anymore. Just keep the camera on, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, no more. Ryan, while you're getting your helmet back on and crawling out onto the ledge, I'll just let everyone know, next week, next Wednesday on the Poorly Played stream, Meg Turner from your show, Derek.
Yeah, Heart Slayers.
Heart Slayers is coming on to the Poorly Played stream as a guest.
Are you guys going to play like Catherine or romance related game?
No, that'd probably be a pretty good theme since she's
Ryan, where are you going?
Advice show, but she wanted to play Stardew Valley, but I don't know if we can make that happen.
Ryan, where are you going?
What's going on, Ryan? I gave you enough time to vamp.
Ryan.
Come on, get the fuck up there. Sean, get him.
Ryan, where are you going?
Oh my god, he's gonna fuck this whole thing up.
Did he leave?
He's in his car.
Is he in the parking lot?
He's like outside. What the fuck are they doing? They're having a tea party back there? What the hell?
What is he doing?
What are you doing?
Yo, we're like over time.
We're live.
We gotta end this. Come on.
Sean, we gotta end this thing.
Camera, please. Pan up.
I'll do it.
We don't need. No, we want Ryan.
Wait, get in the chair.
We've already seen you do it. It's fucking easy.
Okay, they're coming up. They're coming up with a plan. They're coming up with a plan right now. They're consulting. There will be a finale in just a moment. I think everything's gonna work out just fine. Everyone, get ready. You're gonna see a spectacular finish any moment.
If Garrett is putting on fucking Ryan's shirt and doing some sort of bullshit, this is bullshit. We don't want fucking
Garrett.
What
the fuck? What?
We want the real Doc Ryan.
Is
we
that
don't
Ryan?
Want this bullshit.
That is not Ryan.
That's fucking Garrett, and this is bullshit. Hey, you know what? Cut to me. I don't even broadcast this shit.
What?
This is a fucking travesty. Ryan, I don't care if you have your fucking shirt off. Get your ass over there and fucking do what you said you were going to do.
No.
Garrett, no! We need those boxes for the real Ryan. Real Ryan only. Anything else is bull. All the fans are so fucking bummed right now. Everybody watching is
pissed off. I don't think that's Ryan.
Off.
Ryan, go!
No, this is bullshit.
Me, Ryan,
you know what?
I don't think that's Ryan.
You guys are so lame. You guys are this is the lamest shit ever.
Why do you want to go? Ryan doesn't want to go. Okay. I'm not even scared. You do it. No, Derek, no!
Okay, Derek should do it.
Derek, you should get
it. All right, Derek thinks it can be done. Derek should do it.
Ryan promised us that he was going to do it. He talked all this shit.
Go ahead, Derek.
I never licked Rocco's tomatoes. This guy fucking owes us. Okay.
That's true. He did lick my tomatoes.
He licked the tomatoes.
Not in a good.
He said he was going to do it.
Derek's going to do it.
Why are you putting me on the spot? Now you're letting Ryan weasel this out, try to turn this on me? Fuck that.
I had him on the ledge.
All right. Oh no!
Thank you.
Do it. No, do it.
Yes.
It's good. It's easy.
Here we go.
It's easy.
Fuck yeah.
You're doing this of your own volition, though. Just remember that.
Fuck yes.
It's not our idea. It was yours.
Ryan,
all right.
I feel like I'm the Delmar Fair. What? What'd you say? I feel like I'm the Delmar Fair. We saw the bungee.
Hey, everybody is so psyched in the chat.
Everyone
right
at
now.
Home is so stoked.
Everyone is so psyched.
It's your decision, though, and you should do it, but it is your decision.
You have no
option. We didn't tell you to do this.
Do it.
It's totally up to you, but do it.
Everybody is so psyched right now. People actually love Ryan right now, and that never happens.
Yeah, everyone at home is just loving Ryan. Absolutely loving him.
Everyone is saying, do it, do it.
Garrett, push them together for me.
No,
yeah, they're all good.
You're good, dog.
No.
Oh no. Please be
Jesus
careful.
Fucking Christ.
Please be Oh. Be thankful, please.
I can't fucking do this.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Are you okay?
What? He gives up Charlie Gordon.
Hey everybody, Ryan cut himself on the the metal up there.
He's gonna need a doctor and he didn't even do it.
You know what? He didn't jump, but he did injure himself, so.
No. Dude, he's bleeding.
I'm fucked.
He's bleeding?
Hey, you know, I'm legit bleeding.
Oh, what? Shit. Yeah, he got
all right,
what the fuck?
There's exposed metal up there. I think he slashed himself. All right. Oh, God. So, injury. No jump, but we did get an injury.
Did that else want to do it? A superfly slip up?
Yeah, did someone do it? Yeah, do it off the tape, dude. I'll do that.
You're bleeding.
Yeah, well, are you good enough to do that?
Well, do we have anyone over here who wants to do this? Any of the four of you guys? Kevin?
I'm good.
Derek?
Well, I mean, I don't feel like that's even very entertaining if I
did. I think
it'd be really entertaining, actually. I'd like to see it. Yeah, I think the chat loved your physicality in the video, so.
What are they saying in the chat?
They're saying revoke the Christmas cast win.
Yeah, I think we gotta call it.
I wanna go home.
Okay.
Oh, is Ryan back up? Is he gonna do it?
Oh, Ryan's okay now.
No. Ryan doing it. Who's
hey, doing all it? I'm going to say is, if Sean can do it, anyone can do it.
Then go ahead.
Then you do it.
Go ahead, Derek.
Hey.
What's even, like, why would that even be entertaining?
Because everyone wants to see it. Because you're scared to do it.
Do I look scared?
Yes.
What's the shot?
It's on me and Rocco.
Derek jumped off the roof of my house.
Yeah, once, with no fucking boxes. No pussy
he's
ass.
He's already proved himself.
Fucking breakers.
He's already proved himself.
I mean, Sean's already proven that it doesn't hurt. So I could do it, but then you just see a brave guy do something that somebody else did. Like, nobody ever got points for doing something somebody else did. If Ryan does it, that's an accomplishment. He overcomes a fear. Yeah, you hang, and then you just let go.
Yeah.
And then the boxes.
I think Ryan's still analyzing.
Yeah, I think, see. People want to see Ryan do it so bad.
I don't want Ryan to do it either. I want Derek to do it. That's my top vote.
What if he falls through the floor? It ends up downstairs.
That's true. That would be bad. Yeah. That wouldn't be good.
No.
And I can't do it.
Just give it a super fly from the table. We'll all go home.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I'm letting everyone down.
Yeah,
I do too. But
it's
whatever. Yeah. Disappointing.
Right. Stay on us. Anyway, thanks.
All right. Stocks are down.
Yeah, definitely plummeted.
It's the cameras on us.
Cameras on us.
People saying, lame, turn it off, lame, fuck off,
we
lame.
We cut away. We didn't even lame, show that because day. We just feel like it couldn't
dumb,
live up
boo, to
it.
Turn it off.
She's making dinner for me.
Dude, it's terrible.
Yeah, we didn't even. It's been on us the past 20 minutes.
Yeah, everybody's disappointed.
A lot of disappointment. Can you film them?
Literally nobody was happy about that.
Hey. I feel like if somebody else does it, it'll be happy. It doesn't matter who it is. As long as someone here does it, besides me.
No, it was supposed to be Ryan.
No,
it was really Ryan.
The whole plan was Ryan.
The whole bit revolved around Ryan.
Yeah.
This was the perfect setup for Ryan to save the day.
I hurt my leg.
It's the Ryan redemption arc, and it's over.
I hurt my leg, though.
Oh, well.
The Ryan redemption arc ends in failure.
Would you do it, Derek?
What's the point?
To have a good ending.
I don't think that results in a good ending.
Chat, would that be a good ending?
I'll do it if Ryan does it. If it motivates Ryan to get into it.
Until you get up there and actually stand on that.
That's what happened. Garrett jumped onto the sumos the other day, and then he was all for it. And then when he got up there, he was like, oh, no.
Yeah, dude.
Of course it does.
Until I got over the edge, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do. Oh, no.
Of course it does.
John did it twice.
Yeah,
Sean's that's true. Sean's done something stronger than I'll ever do. He's a dad.
That doesn't take strength. It takes sex.
It takes balls.
I got both those things.
Oh man, you know what? I don't want to do it because fuck this chat. They're mean to me. I'm doing it. That's, you know, that's my new story.
That's
what
we're gonna do. Is that the new story? I'm bleeding?
Brian, will you do it?
Is that the
Brian
new
says
I'm
he's
bleeding?
Not gonna do it either.
No. It takes somebody who's fearful to make it interesting.
You know what? No, fuck it. I could do it if I wanted to. They haven't deserved it.
Right. Yeah, you're gonna win them over with that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they all like you now.
Cool.
I think the real treat would get Rocco to do it. That would be
that's
not
the
a
ultimate.
Million years.
Yeah, nobody.
What
Rocco won't even entertain that.
What
idea.
Would it take?
What would it take? Do you think
he would never do it? He would never.
I know I don't got it.
He would never do it, and Rocco would find a way to hurt himself.
You don't got it.
He would find a way.
I just don't even feel like I could maneuver in the way that I would need to get there.
Getting over it is not the hard part. It's then being there and look and fucking looking down, and you're like, oh, this is a lot higher than I thought.
Yeah.
Also, those metal fucking things sticking off don't help.
Yeah.
Is that what he slashed your leg on?
Yeah,
he cut his leg on.
I did hurt my leg.
Tallest thing I would jump from, I think that's on camera. When we did the Agent Smith Goes to Washington thing, when I fell backwards.
Oh yeah.
That was a fucking disaster.
Didn't you hurt yourself real bad?
Yeah.
Rocco doesn't.
I tried to jump with straight legs and it was stupid.
Rocco said fuck in that, and at the time, that was like, oh my god, Rocco said
never
fuck.
Really cursed.
He's really hurt.
Yeah.
Now, if he said fuck, it'd be like, well, this is just a Thursday. But then, that was crazy.
At that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was loud in the middle of a school. And it was just not.
Nah, you know.
School kids
well,
are used to that.
I guess this is how it all comes to an end. Sad. Sad. Never rely on Dr. Ryan for an ending.
Camera on Dr. Ryan, please. Just hang on him for a little bit. Let it sink in.
Just let him steep in his own embarrassment and disappointment.
I don't need this shit. I got patience I got to worry about. My safety is more important.
Brian, play that sound effect 100 times. Go ahead. Oh, what the? What? I didn't know you...
That was
cheating. That segment was supposed to go on 20 minutes.
He did it.
Wow, I got fucking usurped on that one. Damn. Oh, man, beat me at my own game. This sucks.
Where's Sean to say goodnight?
Goodnight!
Don't break the chair. He said goodnight.
Curious is if Derek's gonna pull through. I mean, he's big talk.
If Derek does it, I kind of have to do it.
I think this should just be for the after show. Okay,
sure.
That's fine.
All right.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
The bars make it, like, tough.
That's what Ryan put his leg on.
I'm sure he did.
That's actually, a good handle.
Actually did hurt my leg.
Yeah, because you panicked and tried to whip your leg up without looking.
If you fall for a body drop, you don't want to land on your feet.
No.
You want to land on the flat of your back.
I felt like, that, you know? All right, I put my phone down here.
Okay. Project.
If he does this, I kind of have to do it.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's true.
I mean, that's just how it is.
Yeah, you do have to get back up there.
That's true. Captain, you're right. Dude, watch out for that metal bar, though. Dude, I'm, like, short.
Use it as a handle.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because it's screwed in good.
Woo!
Uh-oh.
I'm just looking for something to step
here,
on.
Here, I got an apple box
for you. Hold on a second.
Sean assisting. This is just a great idea here in the studio.
Everything...
Nothing could go wrong.
No,
you know,
not
the longer
really.
You wait up here, the more fearful you become.
Yeah.
You just gotta hurry up and do it.
Exactly.
You know, we're just testing out if our health coverage is gonna work out.
It'll work out.
I hope so.
I mean, just don't call the hospital.
Don't give him the... Well, there's evidence. There's Social Security-tied evidence now. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay, he's out on the edge.
One step closer to the edge.
I mean, Ryan, the thing you can't underestimate Derek for is his talent as a wrestling...
What should I say?
...commentator.
Say something cool.
Yeah, like a cool tagline, like something you'd say before you go. You know, like before the Titanic sinks, what would you say?
Before the Titanic sinks, I would say, no regrets, bitches!
That's good. All right. Just go feet. Land on your feet
Uh-oh.
Like that.
Ryan is, what's this?
Oh, new challenger.
New challenger.
It's only like two of
it's over before.
All right, set okay. up.
Setup is going back. Ladies and gentlemen, an unprecedented moment here at Mega 64 HQ. We've seen acts of bravery and death-defying do good.
It's you know happening. What? You scream no regrets, bitches, and then you just let go, and next thing you know, you're just lying on a pile of boxes.
Yeah, next thing you know, there are no regrets.
They are smashed at the bottom.
So there you have it.
Don't now, tell me that
oh, you're messing oh, I think Ryan's getting scared again.
I said something out loud I shouldn't have.
Oh. Well, you know, Ryan must face the reality, and the way I see it, he's probably going to be okay. If he's not, he kind of deserves it for the Christmas cast debacle. Oh,
the boxes?
Whoa. You know.
The boxes?
They can't hear you, Ryan.
The licking the tomatoes thing, the I saw the
footage. Boxes are very, very, he overheard me. The boxes are, like, yeah. so flat at the bottom
I
of that
I smashed, stuff. Like, the last bit of good boxes, I think.
Right. Like, the top yeah, ones are full of air. But the bottom is like flat.
Now again, just to make sure people know, just to make sure.
How do you get underneath it?
You're stepping on the right thing. Okay, there you go. That's funny. Watch that.
Oh, dude, this is gonna fuck him up.
Please stop, please. I'm begging you guys, as my friends, don't fucking do that. Okay.
I don't like this. I actually don't like this.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Hold on to the wood.
There's a lot of weight on that bar. Careful.
This is such a bad idea. Shit,
there's a lot of. I don't want him to bring the whole bar down with him.
Oh. Okay.
What do you say when the Titanic is going down?
Oh, no.
You guys are bad friends and I hate you all.
Oh, no.
He sprained an ankle. Did you sprain it?
No. Hey, we didn't actually film that, so if you want to do it again.
Oh, dude.
I think he's dead. Dude, he knocked himself out.
Don't show that.
Don't show him. Give him some water.
What?
All right.
You okay?
Hey, they're happy for you, man.
That was actually very scary. He did it.
See okay? See okay?
That was reminiscent of Daniel Stern in Home Alone.
That was actually very scary.
Falling down the stairs.
Don't.
All right, let's.